Uganda's kayaking team trains on the Nile River. The Nile has many large rapids. Overturning in those fast-moving waters could prove dangerous. Uganda's team is so good that it was chosen to compete in the Kayaking World Championships. They are to be held in Canada, beginning August 30th for 1 week. But Canadian officials twice refused the team members' permission to enter the country. They said they feared the team would not return to Uganda after the competition. Supporters of Uganda's kayaking team celebrated last November when 4 members were chosen to compete in the ICF World Freestyle Kayak Championships. The 4 applied for visas to enter Canada. But Canadian immigration officials rejected the applications. They said they did not believe the Ugandans would return to their home country after the competition. The officials said they feared the team members would remain in Canada illegally. So the team applied again, sending much more information about their assets in Uganda. They showed documents to immigration officials in Canada, proving they owned land and businesses or attended school. But officials again refused them permission to enter Canada. The kayakers said they thought about giving up. But soon, their story spread through Canada. Canadian citizens wrote to their government representatives in Parliament. They demanded that immigration officials change their decision and allow the Ugandan kayaking team entry. They spoke up on social media. Their efforts helped convince the head of the Canadian Freestyle Kayaking Committee to help the Ugandan team. The team members again applied for a visa, and on their 3rd try, officials gave the team permission to enter Canada. Jacques Dipinard helped to get visas for the team. He said there was one more problem. It involved the money to pay for the flights.
With all the visa stuff, we hadn't bought the flights until we had the visas confirmed. And combined that with all the visa money that basically got spent, we were short about $5,000 total.
When people learned about the problem, they sent money through a website that uses crowdfunding. In crowdfunding, many people send money online to pay for something, like plane tickets for the Ugandan team. Sadat Kawawa is one of the 4 Ugandan kayakers. He says the team has been welcomed to Canada.
People are really, really friendly, and the way people came out and helped in everything, it's unbelievable. Everyone is very, very happy to see us, and we're also happy to see everyone. It's been a nice moment for me, for Uganda, for Africa, my family.
The championship competition can be watched on the Internet as it is taking place. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.